Hello and welcome to Plus One, the voice of the Apache Software Foundation. My name is Rich Bowen. I have the pleasure today of speaking with Jinwoo Hong regarding the Apache Geode project. For those of you who have been listening for a while know that what I usually do is talk about what a project is. But as a ASF historian, this project is very interesting to me because it's one of the only projects that has been retired and recovered from that. So thank you so much for taking time to speak with me today, Jinwoo.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for inviting me to share the story of Apache Geode.
What is Geode?
The Apache Geode is a distributed and in-memory data management platform, and it's designed to deliver a low latency and scalable and consistent data access for high-performance applications. So it is built for systems where data must be accessed and updated in real time across multiple clusters that span dozens or hundreds of nodes, and sometimes distributed across geographic regions as well. So it is designed for a system that must act instantly and also handle massive volumes of data and still remain reliable even under failures. So Apache Geode dynamically replicates data and partitions it intelligently across servers and provides built-in fault tolerance. And even when nodes fail, the system continues running. So that's a very reliable in-memory data management system, you know, in a single sentence.
Can you give me an example of how you use this in your own company?
Apache Geode has been our backbone system, interconnecting multiple nodes in our deployed system. We have a typical SaaS product. We have a horizontally installed node that's deployed on the same geographical region. It could be spanned across multiple regions as well. So we have data one application server is using has to be shared with the other node. And we are very cognizant of speed and reliability. Apache Geode has been our number one choice, and we have been using for many years reliably to communicating information between our distributed systems in nearly real time. And we haven't had any significant issues using this Apache Geode product. So we are very proud in choosing this product, and we are really benefiting from the reliability and the performance of this product.
Geode came to the Apache Software Foundation in 2016 and was a pretty active project for a while. But then a few years ago, it declined and mostly became inactive. I was wondering if you could tell me your story of how you came to be part of this project and brought it back from this inactivity.
Yeah, that's a great question. So year 2026, but I think we need to go all the way back to 22. That's when the Gemstone system, the company, introduced the GemFire. That is the one of first commercial distributed in-memory data management platform. And that quickly catch fire and became a cornerstone of real-time systems in financial industry. And the GemFire powered a fraud detection, even stock trading platforms in real time, and also analysis of portfolio risk, where milliseconds really mattered. In 2010, the company Gemstone Systems was acquired by SpringSource. You might have heard of the company, which at the time is a part of a VMware. And then in 2013, the company called EMC and the VMware spun up asset and create a new company called Pivotal Software. And then GemFire went along with that. And that moment set a stage for one of the most important points in the Apache Geode history. The pivotal moment came in 2015 when the Pivotal open sourced the core of GemFire under a new name called, guess what? geode. Now you see the geode name first in 2015. That code base was donated to Apache Software Foundation. So the official name became Apache Geode. So that, as first time, it's born as an open source sibling of a commercial sister called Gemfire, right? Uh-huh. Sharing same architectural DNA while embracing principles of the Apache way. Then we have a living witness to our history. You might know Neil Pemberton?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry for the sidetrack. So he's one of the longest serving PMC members and first encountered as employee working on Gemfire as a professional side. And that exposure sparked something deeper, like what began as a familiarity into passion. And Niall was contributing to the project as a mentor first. And then he became a committer. And then eventually he became PMC member. Dedicated more than 12 years to Apache Geode and Gemfire altogether of this history. So going back to the project history, well, several years after joining Apache Software Foundation, Apache Geode flourished and thrived. Contributors were excited about joining the team and contributing code. And the project evolved alongside enterprise Java ecosystem. But the momentum eventually slowed down. So that was 2019. So the activity declined significantly. And there were changes in sponsorship, VMware's acquisition of Pivotal. And then the Broadcom acquired VMware. So it's a very complicated dynamic there. So that had a profound impact, as you know. So disrupting contributor engagement because they were usually related to the employment. So activity became a very declined situation. So by 2022, most of the committers and PMC members probably associated with employment were inactive. And by 2023, commits has completely stopped. You can check the GitHub history and to verify my statement. So in 2024, the project management committee sadly voted to terminate the Apache Geode project. Apache Geode appeared to be finished. Then, 2025, I began to pushing my fork back to the community. And we delivered version 1.15.2 in September 2025. And in December, we released the big guy, the Apache Geode 2.0. So what looked like a product with live support became star again. So transition from the long winter to spring. So we'll be proud of this transition.
And just last week, you released 1.15.3 and 2.01. So this is ongoing. And I've also noticed in the last month or so that you've added a number of other committers. So this isn't just you working on this, so you've added other committers to this effort as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. It takes a village, right, to build something great and sustainable and admired by a community. So my personal journey with Apache Geode began long before this revival. And my employer, SAS Institute, Apache Geode is a critical third-party dependency, as I shared previously. For years, I've been responsible for security vulnerability remediations in our Apache Geode internal fork. And because there is no official Apache Geode release since 2022, and there are dozens of CVE, security vulnerability, and that remediation fell on my own shoulders. So in late 2024, the stake rose dramatically higher. My employer, SAS, was preparing a major product release based on Jakarta Enterprise Edition, Java version 21 and sublet specification 6, Spring Framework 6, and Spring Security 6, along with the Apache HTTP components file. And Apache Geode at the time was 1.15.1. Yeah, that supported none of these new technologies. We're way behind the latest in the industry standard. Yet, I was expected to deliver a compatible version under the tight schedules. Also, remediate all those, remediate the security vulnerability as well. So this is not a, just a patching code, right? Here and there, a few that should be done. It's a tectonic shift, and they required rewriting whole portions of the code base to align with Java 21. It was 8. And it was Java interpretation, but I need to migrate into Jakarta interpretation. And Spring Framework 5 to 6, that's not trivial, right? It's architectural change. And also Spring Security 5 to 6, that's a large amount of architectural change. So I began this project around September 2024 under intense pressure. And the entire subsystem had to be modernized simultaneously. Like Gradle, for example. Gradle is version, very ancient version, but I needed new version because of the Java requirement. Java 21 requires the latest version of a Gradle system. So I had to upgrade all Gradle script and build environment, and then Java runtime from 8 to 21, and Spring Enterprise APIs, and Spring Security Framework, and even the Geode has its own shell, and that was dependent upon the old framework, and that had to be rewritten to accommodate new standards. So month after month, the pressure mounted, and I was putting many hours, and there were nights when I just got exhausted. I fell asleep on my keyboard and wake up hours later, finding out pools of my saliva on my keyboard. Sorry, disgusting. And entire weekends disappeared. And yeah, all my times were consumed by this project. I'm profoundly grateful to my wife and my family for not divorcing me. I appreciate their understanding and patience. So without that, I couldn't have been accomplished at this work. So I delivered, finally, a working version 2.0 of Apache Geode that enabled our SaaS product to ship on time. And also I remediated a lot of CVE security vulnerability as well. So after we released a new version of our product, I asked myself, I spent so much time and effort in this project, and we are benefiting only our customers with SaaS product. Why should all this work remain internal? Why keep the month of sweat and blood effort locked inside of this private company SaaS? That's when I teamed up with Brian Berenshausen. Mm-hmm. He's our open source program manager, SaaS. And I'm really grateful for his generous guidance in navigating the world of Apache Software Foundation and the open source community as well. So with the support from him, also our support from SaaS leadership team, we were getting more members, including developers and technical writers, and open source project manager, we were able to deliver to the open source community more efficiently eventually. So really appreciate their help. And also I'm proud to have the army of our developers contributing this wonderful project.
So now that you have these releases you've done last week, what's coming next? What do you see in the future of this project?
Yeah, we sparked a lot of motivation and interest because nobody expected this. Yeah, usually, as you mentioned, Rich, if any Apache project goes into life support, right? So we don't expect those to survive, but this is a very special case and could be researched by historians like you. So we have a lot of interest and a lot of feedbacks, and those feature requests has been neglected, I would say, for many years. Now we have somebody, a team of people looking into the feature and working on those improvements. But our first priority of business is remediating any security vulnerabilities to make sure our users are safe from bad actors. It's ongoing, effort, because next morning you wake up with new CVEs, and we need to do something about it to protect our customers and the users of Apache Geode. So we will continue to focus on remediating security vulnerabilities, which is ongoing project and moving target. And then we will also looking into candidate for the new features. So we will work on those new features along with those suggestions of architecture changes, but they could take many months or years. We have tons of inherited defects, so we attack those areas as well. Our priority is to make our users of this product safe and protect our assets from bad actors to make sure that this project is stable and secure and robust, a solution for many, many users for a very long time.
Thank you so much for sharing your story and the story of this project. And we look forward to what comes next in the coming months and years with this project.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Rich. Thank you so much for your support and looking forward to the future of this great project. Thank you.